Response to intervention is relatively new to the United States. It's just been used in Tennessee for the past few years, and the Highland Rim School introduced it this year because we knew that the standards were getting rigorous, and we started noticing that the gap was widening for those students who have yet to master basic skills. We definitely want all of our students on grade level, and we don't want any of our students to struggle as the curriculum becomes more challenging. The concept is pretty simple with response to intervention. We quickly identify students who are having difficulty in mastering basic skills or having trouble mastering the content that we were teaching at the time. We meet as a team to discuss the deficiencies with certain students and develop a plan that will best fulfill their needs. And then we as a team meet every 2 weeks to follow up on the student progress. If you look RTI up on the internet, you're going to find a lot of articles written with a lot of educational jargon. And I want to just break it down for you in the simplest terms. RTI development is going to be different for every school, but you can use this is a model for you. First of all, like I said, we identify the students who are having difficulty mastering basic concepts or who are having trouble mastering the content that we're teaching at the time. And secondly, we send a formal letter home to the parents just advising them that there is a problem, that we've noticed the problem, and we provide suggestions to the parents on ways that they can help their child at home. We want to bring the parents in on this and get some parent involvement in their child's learning. Thirdly, what we do is that at our school, we pull the students from our PE program twice a week, and we use either the teacher or classroom teacher aides, anybody who's available to help that child with their area of deficiency or their areas of needs. And we keep copious notes on everything that we do, and we meet, like I said, every 2 weeks to discuss student progress and do some progress monitoring each week. Once we notice that the students has mastered the concept, they can leave RTI. But if they're not doing well and not doing well in their progress monitoring, then that's when we start the documentation process or continue the documentation process for our special education referrals. What we have to understand is that students could be in RTI several times during the year if they're stumbling and they don't understand the basic concepts. The beauty of it is they can be pulled out at any time once they pass their progress monitoring. But it's a good program. We like it because it's in-house. We don't have to try to find ways for kids to get to school early or to stay for after-school study programs. It's right there, and we're noticing throughout the United States that the trend is we're going to have to remediate during the school hours because life has become so fast-paced for all of us.